that I know of.
Mm-hmm. And
For upset stomach, well, calomel and quinine, when I grew, that was the two things they gave you, and castor oil.
And you could survive those, and you were...
I made it.
You made it through. Could you tell me something about typical circumstances of someone dying? The word that they would use for dying, and so on, and then the whole process.
Well, always, even as today, he will pass away before noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he died, they would say, well, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have the funeral, and he's buried.
Yeah.
It was very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad. And they did not exclude children from funerals, which I think is good, because you are born to die. And I think it is a natural process. And I think we need to face it factually and come out of the Victorian shroud and face it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reared in that atmosphere. And of course you are sad when someone dies. And of course, again, I come back to, we are family oriented in the area, so.
Mm-hmm. So you feel death more, I think, than...
We didn't call it a wake, that's what it was, but we sat up with the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I can even remember one winter when so many people died after we came to Hornsby, even though I was just small. This same Smith making the coffins for the little children,
mm.
and my mother lining them in the Georgette.
Right?
I can remember it.
Mm-hmm. There was a
because in Tennessee, death and birth records were not kept until 1914.
Mm.
And so many doctors did not keep records, or their records were destroyed, and that's a shame. But many coffins were made up through the 1930s, because my Uncle Ross McCaleb, my father's half-brother, made my great-grandfather's coffin.
I see. Uh-huh.
And they buried him in the family plot.
Mm-hmm.
That was settled by his wife's father when this county was new.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, my roots are here.
Sure. If you didn't have a wake, you would dress in black, though, and then you would be known as
the relatives.
As the relatives, the and you say they are in
mourning
then. And would you refer to, what was the term, graveyard or cemetery or?
Both.
Both.
Usually graveyard refers to the family plot.
I see.
And cemetery to the communal one.
Mm-hmm. I see. And you mentioned somebody, your grandmother might say, well, he's just puny.
Yes, puny.
If, what's the reverse of that? My, but he's...
Peart.
He's Peart.
He's Peart. P-E-A-R-T, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's very Peart.
And does that mean just very alert? And
very alert and healthy.
Healthy.
Happy.
Rosie's is, in addition to that, he's very strong. What quality would that be known as?
Well, hale and hearty.
Mm-hmm. If he's well, but he's worked so hard that he's exhausted. Say he's
tired. He's worn out.
Worn out. And.